Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every last one of you here tonight.
on Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have each and every last one of you here. Hope you're inspired. Hope you're encouraged. And all that, the above. And let me make sure I get this volume down right here before I pull up the chat room here. Stick it up here between his light. What's that? You got something upside down? Man, what is... Oh, I'm going to get ready to say, what is this statue about right here? There it is. Man, it's got to be everywhere, man. Boy, man, he be on it. How's everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right in the land of the living? Is everybody doing okay in the land of the living? Bless your ranger. Hallelujah. We're encouraged here tonight, and we're indicted in a good matter. Matter of fact, I did say I was going to take this thing down. This thing is taking up a lot of room for right now.
This YouTube thing right now, man.
Yeah, I can put on a wall somewhere here,
so I could actually hang it up.
Yeah. Put me some guns or something up there, man. Something worthwhile. You know what I mean? Hey, bless you, brother Derek. Hey, I'm glad to see that everybody's doing well, and we can thank the Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I may eat a little bit of snack here tonight, some of that, just a little small plate. There's none like him, and there never will be. There's none like the creator of the universe. I realize that a lot of people could be new to Straightway, and they don't really truly comprehend and understand some of the things we say, some of the things we do, and how we stand on a lot of things. Straightway Australia says we good. Glory to the King. So we have Straightway Australia in the house. All my overseas things, y'all go ahead and chime in so we know that y'all in here checking us out as well. Of course, we always send our shout out to the Most High Yah, because without him, we would not be anything. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. We can never thank him enough for the sacrifice that Yahshua has made. We're dealing today with a lot of false doctrines in the day, hour, time we're living in. I did notice, how you doing, Teacher Shane? How you doing, man?
Very well, blessed.
Was you kind of sore a little bit, man? Or maybe a little tight after moving around on weights and equipment in the gym? Man, I was tore up.
Just my knee right here, and that's about it.
Me and Brother Shane revamped and redid our gym here at Straightway. We try to make this a community so that we don't have to go outside of the community to get to the world. Bless you, LaMarcus, Travel and Work Channel. Thank y'all. Monkey Bastard, thank you all for your contributions. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for your offerings. So, the only thing we really don't really have like we used to is a fellowship hall, but we usually just take in the dining hall. We actually have like almost two dining halls now.
Yes.
We have a dining hall, and then the old tabernacle, we've turned that into a dining hall. Yeah. Or where we eat Shabbat meals. Mm-hmm. We eat that once a week. I'm supposed to get four more Campbells. I'm going to get them next week. That's on the long list of things to do. But we truly, I got to figure out what I did with Brother Victor's USB he just gave me. Oh, nobody moved it, namely me. But we truly thank the Father. For everything that's going on, and you're right, Brother Sam, you don't know what somebody's talking about, but yeah, we're very keen to know what's going on in the economy. As a matter of fact, we even have some economists, some people out there in the world, they actually pay attention to us, and they actually marvel how informed we are as a minister. You know, especially when I, hey, what I tell us a couple of months ago, I said that lumber prices about mid-July is going to start dropping, and boy, are they tanking, which is a good thing for us. They're tanking fast. The 2x4 was upwards of $9, now it's in the sevens and going lower. Some things are trying to hold on all that they can, but decking boards, man, you remember how that was for a while. And decking boards, man, they're all but reasonable now. I think you can get a 16-foot decking board for $13 to $15. That's pretty reasonable. Because that'll help us finish up our fence up here. And, of course, we're still waiting for it to dry out for us to be able to paint it. But thank you. Oh, Brother Galen, man, I meant to tell you, Brother Brown, bless y'all, man. Thank y'all for those wonderful pair of shoes you sent. You got to see these things. They light and they nice, brother. So, Mother Carol, if you got those shoes that Brother Galen sent me, Brother Zedekiah, that's what I call him. There must be something with me and this Kaya. You know what I mean? I always talk about his guy, his Kaya. But I do thank you, man. I do thank you for all your gifts, the boots, the shoes. Of course, somebody said, why is somebody always sending you shoes? First, you would think, I don't think that they meant it in a negative or derogatory way, but you would think that somebody would be grateful that somebody is supplying me shoes. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you think they'd be grateful that they're supplying me shoes? But, yeah, feel this, man. Feel how light that thing is. Man, Brother Galen, Brown, look, check these things out. Look at this thing.
Man, that's sturdy.
Woo-wee.
Man, they're sturdy.
Some nice solidness, and these things are light as a feather.
Light and sturdy.
I mean to tell you, and look at them knobbies on the bottom of it. That is a good-looking shoe right there, too, and it's light.
About 90 degrees with these things.
Yeah. And you, there's your shoestring right there, man. Solidness. I tell you, man, that's a top-quality notch shoe, and thank you and y'all for your contribution. It says speed, cross five. Maybe that'll help me to beat Brother Kabir in a 40-yard dash, but, you know, I thought about it for a while, man, and I watched them, and they young. Mm-hmm. And I watched Kabir, and then I watched TJ, and boy, their hamstrings was hurting. And I started thinking, do I really truly need to be hurting for the next couple of weeks? You know, hamstrings getting tight. I don't think so. You've seen me race before. Can I run a little bit? Or let me just put it like this. I used to run a little bit. And I used to run against some fast guys, too. And sometimes they beat me, too. Matter of fact, the majority of the time they beat me because they got to break these little, you know, race these little bitty guys. But it was, what, by a hair. It wasn't by much, was it? Few people out racing, I just blew the doors off of them. But old Pastor Dow can pick them up and lay it down. TJ says, for the record, he felt great. Well, I didn't see nobody motivated to run it again. Kabir says, my hamstrings was not even warmed at 50%. Here you come, Kabir. But don't tell him what may be brewing during Tabernacles, boy. I'm going to tell y'all right now, disclaimer. we already have protections on our lands, but in case anybody gets hurt on his land, you can't sue us. You can have fun trying, but you ain't going to get nothing out of us. So if you pop a hamstring, do not blame Straightway. Do not blame Straightway. But I thought that, and now, Daniel, you're to enter into the fray, and you know how it is with brothers, man. As soon as somebody puts a challenge out about something, and then here we go. Here we go. And I did. I thought long and hard. I calculated. I said, let me see. By the time they get here for Tabernacles, I'll be 55 years old. And the way I get up out of bed, after about 100-something landings from, you know, something out of the America's airplanes and helicopters,
yeah,
and all that rough marks and stuff, I start thinking, and then I start thinking how long it takes me to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I could be able to get warm in time, to tell you the truth, man. I would have to stretch from 7 to 9 before I can even get probably warmed up, man. And even at that, it's still a risk. Because, you know, so I said, you know what? I'm going to follow the Bible, and I'm going to flee youthful lust. I'm going to take a rain check, a long rain check. I'll reach in the kingdom. Ooh, wait. But we have... And that's one thing I think people are envious of us, of Teacher Shane. We have an extraordinary amount of fun in this ministry. We truly do. We are very serious about serving the Most High. Extremely serious. We're so serious about serving the Most High that everybody that lives on this land has forsaken all. They have given all. That's one of the prerequisites and requirements to live on Straightway lands, is if you have any assets, any monies, you've got to, you can't pull Ananias into the fire, you got to forsake all. Isn't that what Yahshua did?
Yes.
Didn't he forsake all? In order to follow? And of course, you know, today, the devil, he comes up with all types of little cliches about people, you know, forsaking all or you know, whatever. You know, he throws into your head, well, you're caught or they just want your money. You know what's really funny? What was the name of that guy that used to be in fellowship up in Green Bay with Kabir and them? And the saints had to go over and teach him and his wife how to keep their house clean. He was a trust fund baby. Travis. I think his name was Travis. His family tried to accuse. Now, mind you, they're trying to accuse Kabir of wanting his money. That is all but laughable. That is extremely laughable. I mean, it just, but if you live on a community, you have to forsake all. You know, and living on a community, and you notice, like I said before in many of my teachings, this is one doctrine, one teaching, one lifestyle. You don't ever, ever, ever have to worry about any Hebrew Israelites, any Christians. As a matter of fact, anybody who claims to believe the Bible, you don't ever have to worry about any of them preaching and teaching this, even though we're telling you the truth. If, do y'all believe Jesus? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe Jesus? If you believe Yahshua, come on.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
If you say you believe Jesus, say, type in, I do.
Okay.
Type in. Because what we're going to do is we're going to get a testimony and a witness against you. Most people don't know what that means. They think that a testimony and a witness against someone is something negative and derogatory. You know, Most High Yah, he gave us statutes and judgments. And he did all these things for a testimony against us. What that means is, you know, most people don't understand a covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two parties. When the Most High Yah made a covenant, did he not make a covenant with us as Israel?
Oh, yes.
When he made a covenant with us, it is a binding agreement.
Yes.
And in that binding agreement, I want you all to understand what you have prescribed to. I'm going to use a few words here, okay?
Good word.
Prescribed to. And in this prescription, and in this covenant, there are certain things that both parties have to enact, what is called enactments. All right? And I know that people take the covenant very, very light. But the Most High Yah is married to us, and he takes it very serious. It's like if a woman... She can't have a witness or even bear witness in Israel. Has to be a testimony of men. And but when she has a contract or an agreement understood, and you have to understand, first of all, the law was oral. It was communicated between Abraham and Moses and the Most High. And then it became written down by the hand of Moses and the covenant by the finger of Yah. And whether the handwriting that Moses had wrote was on the inside or outside of the covenant, they were still with the ark. Think about that for a second. And see, when we read the English word against us, we take it in a negative and derogatory way. No, the covenant was there to bind us. That if anybody decide to renege,
yes.
If anybody decide to go off,
yes.
If anybody decide to go contrary to what was said, the covenant will be bought up.
Yes.
The agreement that we all made.
Yes.
We made an agreement. Whether you like it, comprehend, understand it or not, we made an agreement. See, most of us think that we made an agreement just to be saved from going to hell. That's Christianity 101 for you.
Far from it.
That covenant was greater than that.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Greater than that. And so when we made a covenant with the Most High God, we made an agreement with the creator of the universe. Now watch this. Was not the Ten Commandments put on the inside of the Ark of the Covenant?
Yes, they was.
Did he not seal this covenant with us in these days by putting his Ruach or his Holy Spirit inside of us?
Yes.
And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me take this hat off real quick. That is in the world. Is he not the greater one?
Mm-hmm.
So just like He made the covenant with us. Then he gives us ordinances and statutes. And these laws were there to make sure that we keep up our end of the bargain. Is that right? The law is not against me when it tells me, do not lay with my wife when she's menstruating. I thank y'all for that. I thank y'all for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That watch this statue. I appreciate it very much. That's something I am more than happy to enact. See how nonsensical and stupid people are today? They don't get it. Nah. You understand what I mean? when it gives us instructions, that's why we often call it instructions, rules, and guidelines. That's just us. We're trying to speak in a way to get us to understand that, because if we say statutes, ordinance, and judgments, you like this. What is that? You understand me? And I thank the Father that anytime somebody goes off in Israel and breaks one of the laws, that he already has judgments in place.
Yes, Lord. Yep. So true.
And don't a righteous man love judgment?
Yes, he does.
Come on, teacher.
Yes.
This is unreal. So, before I go too far, let's go back over here for a second. If you own the communities, all right, and if you are seeking to be on the communities, make no mistake about it, you have made a covenant agreement. And you are to give and forsake all. Can somebody type in the word all if you understand? Huh? And being on a community is a step closer to the kingdom. And the reason why is because being on a community, we've all found out that this is your tree. The world calls cross. Oh, yeah. This is your perfection. Luke 14:33. We're going to say we believe Jesus. I do. Enough that he changed my whole entire life. Well, what if somebody don't do it bad? How can I trust man? I understand your reservations because you can't trust yourself. Hallelujah. I call for Luke 14:33. But go to verse 30 and then read to verse 33 so we can get it in context, okay? Put emphasis on verse 33. Read, teach.
Saying, this man began to build.
All right. Now, what happened was, I want you all to understand this. The Most High Yah does not want your family members or your previous friends or colleagues or anybody to mock you when you put your hand to this plow. Most people are waiting for you to fall. They're waiting for you to turn back. And if you do, they go, what's wrong with these people? Did not this man start to build? Why didn't he finish? What was the problem? What hindered you? What caused you to stop the building process? Read on.
This man began to build.
Mm-hmm.
And was not able to finish.
And was not able to finish. Now, you know what happens when you build and you ain't able to finish, right? Read.
Or what king going to make war against another king?
Now, wait a minute. A king is going to make war, and how does he reason in his making war? What does it say, teach?
He sits not down first.
In other words, don't pay attention to the way that English is translated. What it is saying is he sits down first. You know what I mean? That's the old English vernacular. That's the way he used to talk. But what it's saying is that if his king is considering war against another king, he will sit down first and do what?
And consult whether he be able with 10,000.
Now, the consulting is not with himself. He's talking to his advisors, military tacticians. You understand what I mean? Let me see. I've got how many?
10,000.
10,000. Read on.
They come and get him with 20,000.
I've got 10,000 soldiers, and I'm getting ready to fight against someone who has 20,000. That means every soldier would have to at least kill two just in order to equal our army. And the odds are not too good in our favor. You know, back then they didn't have intercontinental ballistic missiles. They didn't have RPGs. They didn't have AR-15s and AK-47s and SAW squad automatic weapons. They didn't have M60 machine guns. Am I making sense? They didn't have a Barrett 50 cal to reach out and touch someone. They didn't have all that back then. War back then was up close and personal. Swords, spears, arrows, and javelins. Yeah. That sounds about right. So this king reckoned within himself, and then what did he say?
Or else, while the other is yet a great way off.
Now, you got this big old contingency of 20,000 people that's heading my way for war. So this king that has 10,000, what he says was, you know what? I'm going to send an ambassador. I'm going to send out some people that can meet them and try to agree on terms or conditions. Read on.
And desires condition of peace.
Mm.
So likewise.
What we got to think is, why would the Messiah use an example of war? Huh? Don't the book says the weapons of our warfare is not carnal as you suppose? He's using war. And he's basically using that war analogy, telling you in this life right here, you had better consider what you're doing and what's going on. You had better consider. Thank you, Sister Weaver, for your offering over on PayPal. Thank you very much. Most people in this life don't even consider. They don't even take note at all. What's going on? They just don't for some reason. Why? I don't know. That scribe ain't working. Oh. For some reason, I don't know why that people gloss over this. Have you ever read this and never stuck out before? I mean, I'm sure it stuck out when you started listening to me even more so. It takes a preacher sometimes. Sometimes you could read stuff 1,000 times and it makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
But then when voice, force of breath,
yes,
a vessel, speaking under the unction of the Most High, by the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, when they speak all of a sudden, it's like, man, I've read over that. I can't tell you how many times. Now all of a sudden my understanding is open.
Yeah.
Now I understand what the scriptures mean. And so Yahshua said this, and I want everybody to listen to this very closely. These are the instructions of the one who created all things. Read.
So likewise, whosoever he be of you,
Whosoever he be of what?
You.
You. So likewise, whosoever he be of you, come on.
That forsakes not.
Whoa, wait. Wait a minute. So likewise, he shall be of you that forsakes not what?
All that he has.
All that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. You know, bro, say, that sounds, that sounds pretty bad, man. It's okay for the Messiah to forsake all, but he did it so we don't have to forsake all. This philosophy of the day, but that ain't what he said. That ain't what he said.
Amen.
So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsake not all that he has, come on,
he cannot.
Well, maybe he can.
He cannot.
Maybe we give him a little time to come to it, and then he can be.
Can not.
Maybe my situation a little bit different, and I don't have to, even though there's only one way to the Father, I don't have to walk this path because I have special privilege.
Can't.
Maybe, you know, even though the Creator Universe sent this himself, that's for everybody else and really not for me, man.
And
he knows my heart, and he sees the intent of my heart, and he knows that my heart is good.
Can I? Yes.
Sound like teaching is a scratch record. Most of you don't know what that means. That's way before your time. A scratch record means that if there was a scratch on one of those vinyl records, it would just repeat the same thing over.
Jump back.
And over. And over. And over. And, as a matter of fact, some of you, I tell you what, if you, I not know of, if you have ever played an 8-track tape in a car, type in 8-track. Whoa, we going way back now, ain't we? I didn't say if you saw one, I said if you ever played one. Man, we're going way back. That's something. So why would Yahshua say this? And we ain't even finished yet. And then Pastor Dow would read this. And I will go, oh, my God. He's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else gets to pass and they get to ignore it. Wow. Yeah, look at all the old folks in here. Wow. So likewise, whosoever be of you, that forsaketh not all, I know it is, well, I can't, you know, I can't forsake teaching because I can't trust man. What did he say?
Forsake not all he has, he cannot be my disciple.
Yahshua didn't give all those prerequisites. He didn't give all those, he says, you can't do it, you can't be my taught one, you cannot be my disciples. So now, do you understand how really straight is the way and how truly narrow is the gate and how truly few, not many, but few there be that find it? See, at Straightway, we have an understanding. We can easily see how there's only going to be 144,000 left alive that is coming.
Yeah.
We can get that. We can get that. Now, we're talking about a great multitude. He's talking about all these people from the beginning, all the way to now. But it's easy for us to see it. because everybody else ain't even thinking about doing this in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Now, I know I done lost a lot of people already. I already done lost 38 subscribers or 38 people that was watching this just about this right here. But what is the cost of discipleship? Man, we just jump right on in it. We say all praise to the Most High, and we just jump right on in this. I mean, are we the only straightway the only one that reads this? Luke 14, verse 25. I mean, come on now. Now, what we did, we read that part. Now we're going a little bit before that part, so in context, is that right? In context, you can actually really, truly get the heart of Jesus. You can get the heart of Yahweh himself, the creator of the universe, and how he thinks, how he processes thoughts, and what he means. You know what? And you know what? Nobody would get any conviction on this unless you hear the word preached. Now you see the reason why ain't too many people out there preaching it? Because they ain't been sent. Oh, no, they haven't. They have not been sent. Not by Yah. No, they haven't. Well, Pastor Dow, I worked really hard, and I got all of this bullshit. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Read.
14, starting at what, Pastor?
Verse 25.
25, okay. And there went great multitudes with him.
And there went great multitudes with him. Come on.
And he turned.
And who did this? Jesus did it?
Yeah.
Yahshua turned? Now, wait a minute. Since this is the creator of the universe, what he says to one, he says to all.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says in Psalms 89, I'm not going to alter, change anything that's going out of my lips. In other words, I'm not a man that I can lie.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Neither the Son of Man to repent. So what I'm going to do, what I say to one, I say to all, I say it from now, henceforth, and forever, and it applies to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I ain't grating on no damn curves just because you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word. Made flesh. Somebody say, I am in love with the word. Type that in. We'll give you a few seconds here, all right? If you still in love with the word, type it in. We got to know who's with us in.
Who's covenant?
Mm-hmm. This covenant.
Who's in agreement? Come on. Be in agreement.
I want to know. I want to know what you're thinking. Because there are some things you just can't hide. I hear myself hollering, and there's a delay in there. You know, you can hear it, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ready to test y'all both to see how in love y'all are. Isn't that right? Well, guess what? I'm in love with the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And the Word that was made flesh, he talking. Is he not talking?
Yes.
Let's hear what the word that was made flesh had to say. Mm-hmm. Luke 14, 25. I'm going to try to let you read a little bit without interruption. Come on now.
If any man come to me and hate not
his... Stop! Didn't get too far, did I? Why would Yahshua, the word... In the beginning was the
word,
and the word was with Yah, and the word
was Yah.
Why would the word have you to hate? Hate who?
Father.
Wait a minute. Why would the word have you to hate that? Not Papa. Why would he? and we want to talk about everything else but this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we want to do.
Huh?
We want to talk about everything else but this. Yeah, we're making it plain. We're going to break it down now. We'll break it down, as they used to say in a long time ago in school, to as lowest common denominator. I don't even know why they call it common, because it's so uncommon. It's so uncommon. But the word says, if any man come up to me and hate, that means detest. Not what?
Not his father.
Come out.
And mother.
Come out.
And wife.
Come out.
And children.
Now, wait a minute. That's my immediate family. That is my immediate family now. Come on, word. Don't you understand, word? Come on, word. In the beginning was the
word.
And the word was
with God.
And the word
was God.
See, everybody want to talk about everything else but this. But this. All we're doing is echoing what the word says. And the word is forever settled in heaven, and it don't change. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. See if your camps gonna preach and teach this. See if your Christian leaders, see if Joel Osteen and all these, see if they're all going to preach this. All, Benny, all of them, see if they all your home churches, your little side church, your storefront church, see if they preach this, see what happens.
They can't cost them nothing.
Reteach.
And brethren, and sisters, and his own life also.
Now wait. Whoa. Not only forsake your immediate family, father, mother, wife, brothers, sisters, but you forgot about you.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot about you. You thought he left you out, didn't you? No, he didn't leave you out. Read on.
He cannot be my taught one, my disciple.
Wow. Read on.
And whosoever does not bear his tree.
Come on.
And come after me.
Come on.
Cannot be my disciple.
And they ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready. I thought y'all ready for the word. I mean, you know, ain't we ready for the word?
Come on.
Teach.
In the beginning.
Go to Acts chapter 5, verse 1. Let's get it. Listen, I am here to be a helper of your salvation. I am not the shepherd. I'm just an under shepherd. That the Most High said in Jeremiah 3:15, he said, I, is that not the Most High himself?
Mm-hmm.
I, him, I'm going to give you pastors according to my heart. I know y'all find it hard to believe, but guess what? When you look at Pastor Dow, when you hear from Pastor Dow, believe it or not, you are actually looking at a man that comes directly from Yah's own heart.
Word says.
And I'm going to put this in there. If I did not have his spirit, I wouldn't have his heart.
That's right.
When he gives us his spirit,
yes,
he divides in the body,
yes,
serving it to all, with all, for all of us to benefit.
Yes.
And he says, I'm going to give you pastors. He said, according to my heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and
understanding.
That's what my job is. And you notice, I talk totally different than all these other pastors out here. I talk totally different. My spirit is different.
Connected to the vine.
Totally different. Right. Connected.
Yeah.
Just like they said about Caleb. Take Caleb with him because he's got a different spirit. That means he's totally different than everybody else. He cares for the things of God.
Uh-huh.
I tell people all the time, y'all better be careful how y'all deal with me. Not because of me myself, even though you should love me. You better be careful because of the oath. You better be careful because of what he has already stated and said.
Mm-hmm.
There's none good, no but one him, but can't nobody in this generation tell me that I don't mean good for every man and every woman I ever come across. You can't tell me I don't. You know why? Because I'm a shepherd after his own heart. And right now, we're feeding you with knowledge and understanding, so open up your mouth. Acts chapter 5, verse 1, come on, teach.
But a certain man
mm-hmm.
named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, mm-hmm. sold a possession.
Sold what?
Sold a possession.
Come on.
And kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it.
Wait a minute. Man and woman, they agree that they're going to be in cahoots with each other. If somebody asks how much we sold this for, this is what we're going to say. Is that right? Read. Now I'm going to ask you this. Why is it that Pastor Dow, Teacher Shane, I'm just going to use us two as an example because it's what I can see. Why is it that in this generation, in 2021, when we read this book, it only applies to us, but all you get a pass? How is it that I've got to forsake all, I've got to give all, and then now I'm well past all that. I'm being judged on stewardship. Am I right? I'm well past that now.
Oh, yeah.
But many of you out there ain't got to do nothing. Ain't got to do nothing. Read.
And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Wait a minute. What about all of it?
They kept back part of it.
But the book said they bought a certain part.
Mm-hmm. Just a little piece.
Let's modernize this. This is going to put a modernization on this. Pastor Dow, you got to bring it all. Teacher Saint, you got to bring it all. But this generation, if we don't talk about it, nobody else got to bring nothing. Is that the word? That ain't the word. No. Teacher Saint said that's not the word.
I don't get
it. Some of you.
I don't get no witnesses.
Some of you are something else. Because you're thinking that you can still get past this and buy this. And don't think you're going to be judged according to these words. How do you think and where do you think? Let's just use a little bit of self-autonomy here. Did not the apostles come up with all these ideas? It's because the things that were written in the, well, I suppose that if everything that Yahshua did was written in the books, I suppose that not even the books of the world could even contain them. So do you think somewhere along in their dialogues and in their journeys that wasn't, you know, whatever was not even presented to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, written on these pages, that the apostles could possibly be implementing after his death, burial, and resurrection?
Oh, they conveying it.
Nah, he's probably telling him. He said, let me tell you something. After I'm gone, this is the way y'all need to do.
Yep.
This is how you need to live.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all need to do this and occupy till I come.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is how you're going to sanctify them through thy truth. My word is true. This is how you're going to get all this stuff together.
Yeah.
Do it this way. Could he possibly have said that? Use a little bit of self-autonomy. Just a little bit. If I was in my mid-20s and come up with this, then how dumb and stupid is everybody else? You got to get this first before a doorway of revelation can be opened up to you on everything else.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
So true. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled you?
No, wait. What Peter... He was right there with Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
When they went, anytime somebody came to the Jerusalem Council, mm-hmm. no matter where they were in the world, they went there and they met up with Peter, James, or John.
Yes.
Even Paul went there. Mm-hmm. Said, on this matter, we're going to take it on up to Jerusalem mm-hmm. to see what they have to say. You think they're going to convey the mind of Yah? Or they're going to try to rule and dominate over people by giving them their own thoughts and ideas?
No,
I'm not. Nah. Come on with it.
Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart?
Whoa. Satan all over the damn place now,
yes.
right? Now, Peter knows when Satan is filling somebody's heart. Because guess who got rebuked for having Satan in him? Peter did. You ain't getting past him.
No.
Come on, teach.
Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land?
I wonder what type of excuses Satan is spitting into your heart to keep back part of the price. You see, myself and teachers say we don't fit this bill. We done forsaken all almost 3 decades ago. It don't apply to us. I told you, we done gone on. We on down to the stewardship level. We on down to the talents level. That's where we at. And well past that now. Only thing we're doing is waiting on the king to come and reward us for our stewardship. For taking care of what he has already given us. Did I say something wrong?
No.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Boy, it's like crickets now, isn't it? I thank the Father for the blood. I do. I truly do. You think that what we're doing is in vain? Let me give you something that Paul said. Paul said some time ago that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. You think that you possess your possessions, but your possessions actually possess you. Thank you.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
You know, there's plenty of teachers out there with itching ears. Yes. I mean, there's plenty of teachers out there. They will tell you what you want to hear. They will scratch your ears. They will give you just what you want to hear. They will tickle them good, too. We're not here for that. Sorry. If I got to forsake all, you have to forsake all. If the instructions was well back then in the first century to forsake all, everybody since then has got to follow the same dang measure. Let me not draw. Teach, I'm not just trying to just, I know that the righteous should scarcely be saved.
Yes, very true.
But if the righteous is going to scarcely be saved, what says a sinner? And here's the other part. And the ungodly. Now, wait a minute, that's two different categories. See, you got the sinner who know that they ain't going to the kingdom, but then you got those who posing as if they're godly, but they're ungodly. Where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Some of you ain't gone. You up here playing damn games with this little pathetic little life that we got. You don't have no excuse in this generation. You know why? Because when you come and put your foot on these grounds, you already know that these are people who have forsaken all to follow him. Everybody. I don't care if they are a brand new baby just born on this land, they have forsaken all to follow him. Because they were born in the family.
Yes.
Amazing, huh? Teacher, go ahead and read.
While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own power?
Yeah. Some of you in Israel, you got a bunch of possessions out there. You could be putting it in our hands over here, and we could distribute it out and still make sure you got some for yourself. But we could distribute out for the work of those who are real true saints. You can't discern who the saints are. We are the ones who can do that. Huh? Amazing, isn't it? And some of you are still holding on like it's your salvation. Federal Reserve notes. Unbelievable. Teach, I just don't keep reading, teach.
Why have you conceived this thing in your heart?
Hey, don't y'all worry about the trolls in there, but let the moderators take care of that. Let them keep trolling and stuff. Just stay the course. Let the devil, let the heathen rage. Pay attention to the message. Come on. Why have the devil conceived this in your heart? Read on.
You have not lied unto men.
See, that's the problem we got today. You look at Pastor Dow, man, fallible and flawed. I look just like you do. I do. You look at me, I ain't look at me and go, what's so great about you? Huh? Ain't the fact of the matter of our testimony of our several what we bear witness to is what he bear witnesses to.
All in all.
Imagine you dealing with a ministry that teaches people how to cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Summer, come in and top us off, please. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
how to cast out devils. Read on, Pete.
You have not allowed unto men, but unto Yah.
Whoa. There's many of you out there sitting on all kinds of money, but you still lying. You think you're lying to man, but you're lying to Yah. Why do you think these messages keep coming up? They come up. Hey, there's his OS club. You know the reason why they keep coming up? Because y'all think that we don't know. Let me tell you something, T. Okay, let me tell you something. If I had $1 billion, I'd give it all. You know how I make sure I give it all? I'll give it to you. I'll give every single bit of it to you. Because I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to give back. You just say, no, I won't give you a take. And now it's back in my hand. And now I got to make sure I do right by y'all's feet.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is $1 billion compared to eternal life?
Yeah.
Can somebody please answer me that? Hmm. Oprah Winfrey, she was raised a Christian. She mocks y'all now. Mocks Jesus. Because her fat, stanky ass, and I know her ass, too, because her daddy, Vernon Winfrey, used to cut my hair. Tell Mother Carol, come here for a second, love. Both of us know Oprah Winfrey's daddy.
Yes.
Hey, and don't get me wrong, it's easy to give up everything when you ain't got nothing. Mm-hmm. But when you got something, that's another story, isn't it? Don't you remember Vernon Winfrey?
Yes, I do.
He on that corner market too, right next to the barber shop.
Yeah.
Did you used to go there as a little girl?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Did your brother used to get his hair cut by Vernon Winfrey?
He did.
Do you remember Wolf and Police?
I didn't know their names.
You remember,
I didn't know the men's names at the barber shop.
The one guy was kind of mentally retarded. He wore a little badge. And he swept the hair.
Okay, yes, sir. I think I do remember.
There was Wolf and Police. No, I had one guy called Wolf, one guy Police, man. Next thing you know, they'd be arguing and fighting over each other. When Vernon Winfrey would cut people's hair and stuff, bless you, Brother Jamil. Do you remember having a cigarette always hanging out of his mouth?
Yes. He was a nice man, though.
Very nice man. Extremely nice man. A giving man, too.
Yes, he was.
A giving man. I remember when Oprah... I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when Oprah first bought him a house out in Brentwood?
Yeah.
And bought him that Mercedes? He parked that Mercedes out in front of that old... And let me tell you something about Vernon Winfrey. Even though Oprah had made it big, don't you know that that man was still driving Brentwood, Tennessee? That's where all the movie stars, the country music stars, the rich folks, that's where they all live. Vernon Winfrey lived over there. I'm sure he's really done gone on now.
Probably.
Because he got to be 100 something now.
I remember that Mercedes was like a light blue.
Light blue
color.
You better believe it. Light blue with Mercedes. Don't you know that he would still get up every single morning and go to that barbershop and still cut people's hair there in East Nashville?
With all the money. Yeah.
With all the access to money in the world.
Kept his roots.
He did.
He did.
And you know what's amazing to me? I grew up in East Nashville. Every damn weekend, people were buffing caps. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Firefights. Shooting dice in the alley. My brothers and I, that's some of the greatest money we ever made. Friday night, Saturday night, go out there the next morning, we get dollars, nickels, quarters and stuff, head straight to the store. Go buy some Nihilators. You ever heard of Now or Later?
Yeah,
pour
them up.
But boy, let me tell
you.
Lemon cookies for five.
I'm glad. But I'm glad we lived on the other end of the street, though, because it was Dodge City down there by at Community Center.
Cleveland
Street. Because Cleveland Street Baptist Church was on the end of the street over there. And who was that black gospel guy that would come down and sing at Cleveland Street? James Cleveland.
Yeah.
So don't shut up, don't tell me nothing. I know. Elder Ruth, say eat something now, say something later. Hell, your ass too old. That, you know I tell you. But I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Vernon Winfrey. I remember when I was in the military. Remember I come on leave, I would actually just go down there to this barbershop and he'd say, what are you doing? Mr. Winfrey, I'm out here jumping out of airplanes. He said, you have lost your mind. Ooh, boy. But, man, I tell you, them were the days. But you know what? He never, ever, ever, that I know of, had anybody ever rob him.
Everybody in the community respected
him. In other words, he automatically had a hands off. Nobody don't fool with him. You hear me?
And that was before Oprah was big.
Yeah, yeah. Sure was. Boy, them the days. You know what I saw today on TV? Not TV, YouTube. YouTube. All right, bless you, love. I know we're telling our age. I promise I know we're telling our age. I've seen two men, transgenders, in the bed. They adopted a baby. Y'all hearing this shit? And one of them tried to, while the other one laying next to it, breastfeed the baby, and then they wonder why the baby don't want to suck on his nipple. I wonder damn why. See, this is how I know, because you couldn't have, when we first started this, we knew it wasn't the end times, but now we can say we definitely in the end times. Because you couldn't have made this shit up. We couldn't even, our wildest dreams would have made this up in 95.
Amen.
Say no way we could have made this up. Now we got false teachers.
Yes.
Got false prophets. Everybody want to teach. Novices lifted up with. Oh, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I ain't letting y'all forget. We got a debate coming up with Yaki and Maliki Malachi. Pastor Dow is gonna tear them a new asshole. Matter of fact, I ain't gotta worry about it. I'm still gonna do the debate. The whole Hebrew community is all over their ass. They finished. They done for. They are done for. I didn't even realize. I had people start sending me links today where people were trashing them. But you know what's something uncanny about the Hebrew community, though?
Come on.
Every single one of them, none of them would touch them.
Yeah.
None of them. They're all over them, but they're over them from a distance. Straightway is the only one saying, we're going to do this face to face. And until I called it out, nobody will say a damn word about this.
True.
Until I called it out,
true.
They were hands off. Until I fronted them out on their damn false doctrine and what we're going to do in the debate and when we're going to get the debate going and we're going to do this, nobody said shit.
No, it's quiet. Yeah. True. Very true.
Not a damn thing. True. Cowards. But see, Pastor Dow is not going to be high buying on them YouTube videos. We come in the way we always do, in straight way, face to damn face. That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
Yes. Living.
You got that right? It's a living testimony. That's how we do it. We do debates face to face, not on those damn videos. We don't sit up here and make videos and say, well, we going to get you. Well, we going to expose you. No. Face to damn face. That's the way they used to do it. That's how we roll.
Yes.
And we don't give a damn. I don't give a shit who it is. You want to find out how straightway it is? Call them out. You'll find out real quick. And these people, they scream. They call them all kind of names and everything. They're real vibrant. And vicious behind his camera. These damn punk sissy cowards. Take something else, boy. I ain't never seen nothing like it before in my life. I'm not used to this generation. I don't think I could ever get used to it. But straightway coming. We go. coming with a hell of a lot more than what these people, you know. But I will tell you this, though. They roasting their rear ends. The few little video clips that's been sent to me, the Hebrew community is roasting their rear ends. They are ripping them and tearing them anew. I actually heard y'all keep saying with my own ears that, I hope I get this saying right, he was a Sarmatian.
A Sarmatian.
And then he was a Hebrew. It begins with an S, somewhere along in there. And then he was a Hebrew. I was like, wow, look at here. 33-year-old snot nose, thinking that he can teach the scripture. Wow, this is going to be easy for me. You know that, right? This is going to be easy wipings right here. This is going to be easy. But, man, I noticed that as soon as, and let's let you know how many people watch Straight Wipe. I keep telling y'all, listen, on every single video, according to my analytics, 57% of the people who watch my videos are not even subscribed to me. They ain't got no heart to even just push the subscribe button. Every day they just type in Pastor Don, check out, see what the hell's going on. 57%! Can you believe it? How else would they know what type of doctrine, false doctrine that they're putting out if they were listening to Straight Way? Straight Way!
Yep.
Man. Somebody said, just seeing Hezekiah to debate him. Boy, that's your boy Hezekiah, man. He, I tell you what, he put drool all over him. I tell you that.
That's there.
He sure will for the Hezekiah. I gotta tell him. It's over with then. Y'all forget it. That boy is something else. Love him to death, man. Everybody love his guy, man. He's got a good spirit. He really has a good spirit.
Oh, yes.
He truly has a good spirit. Got a big heart. Teach, what were we at?
We're still in Acts 5. We're about to go to verse.
Come on, read it, Teach. Go ahead.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit.
So he died basically on the spot.
He died in his life.
He died, right?
Yeah.
Ananias basically just died on the spot. Because he heard them words that Peter spoke.
Yes.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, you watch and see. Somebody going to drop dead in front of Pastor Dow for lying. You watch and see. One day, somebody going to lie, and I'm going to call it on them, and they're going to die on the spot. It's going to happen. If it happened then, it's going to happen now. I'm trying to give y'all some. Listen to me. If somebody is preaching and living, that's the biggest testimony. If they're living this lifestyle greater than Straight Way, please let me know. Please let me know. I would love to come in all humility. Please let me know. Yeah, we know who the Samaritans was, but he didn't use that word on thank God. He used Sarmatians. Appreciate it, baby. But please let me know. Because Teacher Shane and I, we got a habit of traveling. We'll travel. We'll come search out a matter. But I'll be damned if you're going to swallow every damn thing you say just because we come to see you.
True.
We use self-autonomy. Been using it for a long, long time. That seemed to be a lost art back then. Okay. I can't see, baby. I can't get my damn glasses on. Let me see. Let me stick my peeves on here for a second. All Sarmatians were Iranian-speaking Noradic tribes that formed in the middle of the first millennium BCE, southern Ural, a reflection of the traditions common among, here we go, good find, baby, of the ancient Indo-Iranians of worshiping seven gods. of the Scythians.
Peace to the God.
Woo! Peace to the God. Peace to the earth. You damn son of a bitch. Up out lying to damn Israel. These folks ain't Israel. I'm telling you right now, Yaki is a devil and a deceiver. Listen, nothing personal. Somebody got to be. I told y'all nothing personal. I don't have nothing personal against the man, but do you think that Jesus had something personal against Judas?
Mm.
He said, I know, he even let him take the Passover with him.
Yeah.
But I know that one of you, whoever did, I know, but one of you is a devil. And we're just telling you who the devil is.
Yes.
And then the testimony of Yahshua said, it's been better for that man not even been born.
Ouch.
He didn't have no personal vendetta against him. He just flat out told him, your ass is grass. Grass is straight up. If I use modern day terminology, they finished. Done for. You know, instead of being in a position, are any of these Buddhas even over 35 or 40 years old? Are they even over 40? I don't even think they're over 40. I know they ain't over 40. Sit down and shut up and learn how to be taught the first principles and the first oracles of Yah.
Yes.
You ain't got nobody that's following you that's the seal of your pastorship, apostleship, man of Yah, whatever the hell you are or you think you are. Good find, love. But you know straightway is coming. Huh? Straightway is coming. You can believe that. Believe that. Take that to the back. Straightway is coming. And this one, we're going to record. If we don't get it out live, it will be recorded. And we'll use our own recording devices because just like the Christians up there with Ron Young, we can't trust them, can we? Isn't that a good thing that Brother David and them up there in Straightway, Wisconsin had a backup?
Oh, yeah.
We'd have never had that with them lying Christians. You lying-ass Christians. They were ashamed of the showing of their greatest debater in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a shame, teach. It's a shame. Teacher, what's taking you so long to get through this, man? Come on with it. Let's read.
And great fear came on all them that heard these things.
Come on.
And the young men arose, bound him up, carried him out, and buried him.
Read.
And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in.
Ah.
And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Messiah?
Now, wait a minute. Peter didn't associate this with him. They had agreed to tempt the spirit of Yeshua. You know, the reason being is because the Ruach, Yahshua said he was going to send it. Is that right? And they thought they was talking to regular man, but they was actually tempting the spirit of the Messiah that was operating in Peter. That's what really was going on. Let's see what happened to Sapphira.
Behold, feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door.
You know, there's got to be some scary stuff right there. Here you are hearing these words, and as soon as you hear the last word, you fall dead, and you got the coroner and the grave diggers out there ready to bury your ass. And they didn't even use body bags back then.
Straight to the dirt.
We need to see if we can bring a couple of body bags for Yaki and Malachi. And put them out there and tell them after we get finished the debate, get your ass in them.
Yeah, proper burning.
Just get in them. Just tell them, y'all just need to voluntarily jump y'all ass in those bags. is sad. Mm-hmm. But from what everybody been sending me stuff left and right, man, they have been, man, they are all over them, the Hebrew community. They are ripping their rear ends. Listen, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you want to hear what I got to say, you type in, say something. I'll be right back in just a second. Type in and say something. Man, hey, first of all, let me say this. I do appreciate all the contributions that everybody's giving here tonight. We better say something. Shall we begin, Israel? Listen. Anytime you go off from the Most High Yah, and I want to ingrain this in y'all head, somebody has to go off. That's why we cannot be too sure of ourselves, lest we fall. Lest we fall after the same condemnation. You can't be arrogant. You can't be high-minded. You can't be a novice lifted up with pride. Mm-hmm. Just when you think you're so damn sure, you end up falling. They got a title called Honor and Humility. Damn it, learn how to exercise that. I told y'all from the beginning, they're young, they're stupid, they're dumb, they can't stop, they won't shut up, they're going to reveal everything about them. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say it?
Yes.
Because they don't understand what warfare and tactics, they don't understand what none of this is. Listen. I'm trying to teach y'all something. You better learn how to stay humble. If not, you're going to fall into the condemnation of the devil. Now, when you have, this is to say something I'm getting ready to address. when you ascribe to all vegetarian diet or veganism, you inherit something that Paul wrote to the Romans about. I want y'all to listen to me. There is a weakness about you, a serious weakness that you inherit. Not only are you weak in body, but you're weak in spirit. Romans 14, verses 1 and 2 teach, come on, read it.
Him that is weak in the faith.
Him that is strong.
Weak.
Him that is an overcomer.
Weak.
Him that is stout.
Weak.
Him that is a bull.
Weak.
Him that is a G.
Weak.
Him that is weak.
Weak.
Weak. Receive not the what?
But not to doubt for disputation.
Read on.
For one.
One.
Believe.
Believe what?
That he may eat all things.
Hey. Don't we have people we talk to all the time, they believe they can eat every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit up there and have arguments with people mm-hmm. of lower degree. We don't. Mm-hmm. We listen to them and just leave it at that. We don't even respond. Okay, man, whatever. Hey, you got it. But there's somebody believe that you can eat all things. And even in that, you stupid as hell, too.
Mm-hmm.
You even got some people believing that if you go and sit down at a Gentile's house and they put before you bacon and pig feet and hog jaw, you can eat that too. How damn stupid can you get? You got to be a dumbass Israelite. You ain't even an Israelite thinking like that. That's a lust of your own ass, fat ass, nasty ass flesh that want that shit. Anyway. Let me stay the course here for a second, all right? All right? Read, teach.
One believes that he may eat all things.
One believes he can eat all things. Come on.
Another. Who is weak.
Who is what?
Weak.
Strong.
Weak.
Vibrant.
Weak.
Full of strength.
Weak.
Zeal.
Weak.
One who is weak. Definitive. Read on.
Eats herbs.
Eats what?
Herbs.
Number one, this is what happened to you. Not only do you start to decline naturally, but you start to decline spiritually. Can somebody say, so be it? Can somebody type in, so be it? Can somebody in the assembly type in, so be it? And I ain't even finished yet. I just started on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Read on. It's
Let not him that eats despise him that eats not.
Now listen. We eat meat, but we don't despise our brothers that don't eat. Is that right?
That's right.
We got people that are vegans in the ministry. I don't despise them at all. I just ain't never seen none of them. Bro, saying we old as shit. I'm only about, what, 3 months older than you? Let's see. September, October, November, December. When your birthday? January?
January 22nd, yeah.
I'm only about 3.5 months older than him. That's it. That ain't shit. Brother, read that part again.
Let not him that eats despise them that eats not. That I not him which eats not judge him that eats.
Look, Teacher Shane and I put it like this. We're both 55 years old. I put ourselves up against any damn 55-year-old team. Matter of fact, I'm going to take Brother Craig Craigo with us, too. 55! 55! 55! I'm going to show y'all what fucking ass is. I know a lot of y'all ain't used to this kind of language, right? But we straight up, dog. But we serious about the Most High, y'all. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Read that part again. We won't go on without all the theatrics. Come on.
Let not him that eats despise them that eats not.
And we don't. You want to be a vegan, vegetarian, go ahead. But when you start judging us that eat, we got problems. We got issues. There's some serious trouble. Come on.
Let not him which eats not judge him that eats.
Well, first of all, somebody said age is just a number. No, it ain't either. Age is real. Age ain't just a damn number. I don't feel the same way at 54 than I did at 24. Do you? See, I'll stop with these worldly cliche shit. That shit's real. Age, you getting old. Age ain't no dumb damn number. I promise you that. It's real. Come on, Peach. I mean, yeah, we strong. Go to the second verse. Yeah, we strong. We Israel strong because, watch this, we live set apart.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we are the way we are today is because we live set apart. But watch this. Moses had greater strength than what we had.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was 80 years old in his strength even, and never abated him.
Yes.
I know that we're saying something at our age right now. Considering every damn thing else you see out there, damn 55 years old. I know it. I know it. But like I said, I can take me. I can take Brother Shane and Brick Craco. I can take us three right here, 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said to an older man a long time ago, who tried to turn around and tell me that he tried to put some reverse psychology on me. I was going to tell you what. Go back and remember where you were your age when you was 25, 35, and 45. And then remember me when you see me past 25, 35, 45. We weren't the same people in any way, shape, fashion, or form. And I'm not saying that in arrogancy or audacity. Neither do I have the unmitigated gall to even try to be arrogant. I'm just stating a damn fact. When you live set apart, you serve the Most High God, your strength is different. Period.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the older you get, like fine wine, boy, I tell you, man, you break it. You bring it.
Amen.
Especially when your heart is right and is indicted in a good matter. Don't give me that stuff. Oh, and let me include Brother Steve in Canada, too.
I'm looking up the word weak in the Greek.
What does it say? Come on, teach.
Feeble.
What, weak is feeble in the Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Weak, feeble.
To be without strength.
To be without strength. Hold on. I'll tell you what. How about before we have this debate, how about Pastor Dow invites Yaki and Malachi out to a work site with me? Let's see how strong y'all are on y'all vegan diet. Let's see how strong you are. How about that? I mean, I'm 20 plus years your senior. Come on. Come on. I mean, I'll pass by. I don't do shit. All I do is make videos, sit behind the desk. I don't do nothing. I don't do nothing. I invite Malachi and Yaki before the debate to come out to a work site with me for 1 week. 1 week. 1 week. You would get to do what I do, eat what I eat, and sleep when I sleep. Shall we begin? Shall we begin? And I say that in all honor and humility. I mean, I'm an old has-been. I'm diseased. I'm weak. I'm old. I'm falling apart. make it 3 days. 3 days? Well, you gave more grace than I gave him. Woo! Boy, Elder Roos, you got to help us, man, because I got to... Hey, don't pay attention to the trolls that don't even know what cursing is. Just some things y'all just got to let go, okay? Because
yeah.
The more you feed them, the more they keep going. You just let them starve.
Yeah,
come on. Then come on, teach.
Yeah. People to be without strength, powerless.
So weak in the Greek, according to what we read in Romans 14, people to be without strength and powerless. Come on, I'm an old-ass man. Teach ain't old-ass man. Come on.
All right.
Come on, warriors, let's come out and play. Let's play this before we play the debate. Because we damn sure going to have the cameras rolling. Eat all the vegetables y'all ass want. I'm going to bust y'all ass. I'm going to bust y'all brand new asshole. What my Ranger buddies say? Oh, that can get his head. That dude don't want to crack his long ass nails. Right here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone line here and take maybe two, maybe three phone calls, okay? Tell someone to give me something to top me off right here, all right? We're going to open up the phone line. Guest call in number 310-982-4226. 310-982-4226. All right? You get into the caller queue, press number 1. If you're within the first 4 or 5 callers right there, we'll take your phone call. I promise you that. We will take your phone call. All right. We already got something in there. So let's go to the phone line, all right? Texas caller, 832-832. I'm going to call your area code, okay? When I call your area code, that means you get off of the computer, you get off your loudspeaker, you talk to me directly on your phone. And then we go from there. Okay? So call number 832-832. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Brother Vincent, Sister Rosa down here in Texas.
Hey, bro, Vince, how you doing? How's the little baby doing? Well, the little baby ain't no little baby no more. If the little baby look anything like his Kaya, it ain't a little baby anymore. So how's the little baby doing?
He's doing good. He's teething right now. He's going through a little bit of, you know, the teething phase where he's whining a little bit more. But he ain't got his Kaya on the pull-ups, but he might have a push-up challenge coming.
I don't know, man. Y'all got to understand. I hear you, my brother. But his guy has already done that, too. We just ain't got no video. His guy has done the pull-ups. He's on the push-ups. That little boy is something else, man. I'm glad we're raising strong Israelites. How is Rosa and the children doing?
They're right here. Hey, say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Bless you, Rosa. How the children doing?
Doing good.
Are in the bed, please?
No, sir, they were here.
Good.
Sister Jocelyn has a testimony for you.
Oh, she does? Well, hey, we got to stop everything right now. Jocelyn has a testimony. Let's hear it. Pastor got to hear your testimony. Come on with it, Jocelyn. Let's, what you got?
What you got?
Sunday night when the fireworks are going out, I received the Holy Spirit.
Woo!
Tabernacle.
Hey, don't forget to bring your good Tom.
Yes, sir. I got you, Pastor.
Man, it's good hearing your voice, my brother.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, y'all willing, we'll be up there. We're still trying to get up to Kentucky East. I think you know. We're working on it. Y'all willing before Tabernacle? Hopefully before the dead season, but we on it, Pastor.
Hey, listen. I understand that we want things to work. Isn't it right? I want things to work. And sometimes it don't work. Just be patient. Keep doing what you know how to do. And when things are outside of your control, exercise patience. And know that Yah is in control. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well received, Shepherd. Well received.
I definitely would love to have y'all up here close to us, man. I love y'all. As a family, love your brother Vincent, love your Rosa, love the children. Y'all are a damn good family in Israel. Y'all just a permanent fixture. Y'all part of us.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Man, we got Texas 713. Brother Van in Texas, Pastor Dow here. You on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, that Brother Van? 713.
What did I just tell y'all?
One.
Bless you, Shepherd.
Man, is that you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Come on, man. What you got? I must
hey,
be
hey,
getting
hey,
long enough
gotta...
delay, right?
Sir, say it again.
I must didn't give long enough. Van, listen to me on the phone. Not the computer. On the phone.
I'm walking away. I'm clear. I'm good. I was trying to get away
Y'all
from that.
Y'all went way away.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right, brother.
I was doing
all right, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. I got to say it. I heard Brother Vincent, my boy Brother Vincent, and little Jocelyn got the spirit. I was there that night, man. So glory to Father. Y'all glory. Praise y'all on that, man. Little Jocelyn got the spirit, man.
Glory to the King.
Yes. Hey, man, I got something I would like to share with you. The last time I spoke with you, it's been a little while. It's been a little while since we spoke. But I was on the process of trying to get my wife, pulled from working, and to get my children out from public school and all that. Well, Pastor, and I'm going to let my side speak just for a little bit, if you don't mind. But we have got my side out from working. She has quit. She quit working. She's no longer work. She's a stay-home mom.
Hey, wife. I would love to hear what she has to say. You love to hear what she has to say, Jimmy? Let's hear what she got to say.
Oh, yeah, bless you, brother. Oh, give me one second. Give me one second. Here you go.
Hey, shalom, Pastor Dal. Hello, everybody.
Shalom, my sister. Bless you.
Bless you. Yes, sir. My last day of work was July 9th.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Glory to the King. Talk to us.
No, yes, sir. It was, it's so weird because we were planning on, doing this, and then all of a sudden y'all has one thing in mind, we have one thing in another mind, and he's like, nope, you're done. So it was so quick, it was so sudden, and we're like, okay, we just went with it. And so my last day was July 9th, and I've been out of, I've been home. I'm a stay-at-home mom now.
Hey, so how many children are with you there at home?
I have two. I have my daughter and my son.
Okay, so let me get this right. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You sure you're listening to me?
I am listening to you, yes, sir.
So let me see. You get off a natural man's job from work to actually be into your role to go to work.
Yes, sir.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
and I came home and I was like,
now you're getting ready to really work.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, really, think about it for a second. You are a wife, so your first priority in business is to love your husband, love the children,
sir,
and guide the house.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then to be definitive in your role, you ought to be a chaste keeper at home. So basically,
yes,
you've been used to a certain type of work, but guess what? Now you're getting ready to go to work.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But you're working,
yes,
for the kingdom of Yah.
Yes, sir. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And also, too, I just wanted to tell you that we went to Brother Jonathan's house for Pentecost, and I received the Holy Spirit there.
Oh,
I'm talking to Jonathan and everything. It was at Pentecost when we in Dallas, and then 2 weeks later, my master received the Spirit too. So we're spirit filled here at the Rosses at home.
Oh.
ain't missed it, Jesus. People ain't got the genuine Yeruah. That's what it is. They ain't got it.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad y'all won't receive it. Y'all going to be here for,
yes,
hey, are y'all coming in for Tabernacles or not? Yes or no? Put your husband
on. Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. We already have our name on the list.
Oh, right. They already had a name on the list. As soon as they heard it, they probably,
yeah,
bam.
Yeah.
You know, tell the truth, T. Don't we have a good time,
oh, yeah,
during Tabernacles, man?
Definitely. Oh, yes.
We capped it at 800. You know, we probably going to stretch it at 850, though.
Oh, yeah.
We usually stretch it. You know, kind of like in fishing, you got braided line, the fluorocarbon line, the monofilament. The monofilament is what you use to attach to usually the fluorocarbon or braided line. But the monofilament, you stretch out a little bit when you get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind.
Yes, sir. My master wants to say something to you. Hold on for just a moment. Bless you, Pastor Dow. Shabbat shalom.
Looking forward to seeing y'all. And make sure that you bring the family up to take a picture with my family before the Tabernacles is over, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor, if you don't mind, before I let you go, I just want to send a shout-out to my brother Greg, and Elder Mitchell. I just want to send a shout-out to them, man.
Man, let me tell you something. Elder Mitchell and Brother Greg.
Yes.
I'm almost about to stay on the line here for a second, okay? They've been busting their ass. Because they just added another truck to the company. They got three trucks to the company now. And, man, people don't understand, man. Elder Mitch and Brother, they have been sacrificing. They've been away from their families almost 2 weeks, going on 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
All for the work of the ministry. And many of you people down belly aching with your sorry acting. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me gather myself here for a second.
Oh, yeah.
We got people out here making real true sacrifices.
Yes.
And you get to go home every single night. And these brothers are making sacrifice to put place and put things in order.
Order.
So that your families,
yes,
can be taken care of.
Yes.
Better than what theirs was in this daytime and hour we're living in now.
Covenant.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know I'm done.
And I'm very grateful to know Brother Greg, to be able to have conversations with them, and also met Elder Mitchell. So, yes, on the aspect of where my angle, I'm grateful for them for what they've done so far.
And, you know, I'll tell you what I'm messed up and pissed off about. It's been 2 years now. I hadn't been able to make it across the Canadian border because of that damn wicked-ass damn president, prime minister, whatever the hell they call it, damn Trudeau-ass guy.
Yeah.
I can't even see my family up there.
Yeah.
What I'm getting to is there's us Israelites, man, there's nothing like the family. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If I wanted to fly to Australia, I couldn't even go there now. Because every time you turn around, they extend this damn COVID shit.
Yeah, they done got 2 weeks already.
Another damn extension.
Yeah. Well, also, too, I want to, if you don't mind, since you brought it up, Brother Steve Roman Cannon, I want to send a shout-out to him, too, as well. So I know him. I speak with him on the phone from time to time.
Well, that's my brother, man. He tries to stay connected, but they busy as well. But, man, I tell you, man, and mind you, if when this shit would have hit it, let me see. Brother Steve and Sister Wanda could have been able to hug their try to get the name right. Niece, nephew. They could have hugged their nephew at 7 months old.
Yeah.
They could have seen this Kaya.
Man.
And I know Sister Wanda, she probably would have tried to stick a dang beefsteak in his mouth. And a beer in the other. Here, boy.
That's funny.
I mean, man, they have not been able to see their little nephew.
That's funny.
That stuff pisses me off, man.
Yeah.
Brother Ugly, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda. Man, they could have seen it. Man, maybe the Most High, I know he's going to make a way. He's going to make a way.
Yes, sir.
My brother's good to hear from you. I'm looking forward to seeing you and your family here at Tabernacles.
Yes, sir. And I got our name on the list, like my Shy said. We're there, and we are planning on being there. Yes, sir, and I can't wait to be.
Van, what's your last name?
Robinson, Robinson.
All right, so we're going to check it out and make sure they on there, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
thank
my
you,
brother.
Shepherd.
Oh, I'm going to check
hey,
on
just
the phone thing.
Yes, yes.
I'll
okay, yes, sir. And also to Teacher Shane, I just want to thank you. You know, whenever you had put on, you know, Sister helped me when you had put on, where they put on the John 8 and Matthew 8. The reading that you've done on there, I read that on, or I followed it on YouTube, and I just want to bless you, brother, on what you've done on that, sir, teacher.
Bless you,
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you,
Shabbat Shalom to you. Shabbat Shalom. I don't understand, I don't know what people think about Straightway Truth Ministry, but Pastor Dow is literally just the face of the ministry, but man, we got so many moving parts that make up the whole of the ministry. You agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So many moving parts, you know, make it a whole of the ministry.
Yes.
Most of you wouldn't even know us if it wasn't for Elder Doug working behind the scenes.
Yes. Definitely.
And then I can't say enough. I remember the excruciating task. And Sister Ashley, you know I love you. You know I love you. Man, she know I love you. Man, that man, if there's ever been somebody like a daughter to me, I would have loved that woman. She knows I love her. Mm-hmm. You remember I used to take Ashley with me and Mother Carol everywhere we went?
Yes.
I used to take her everywhere. Mm-hmm. Ashley. Well, boy, when she was on that broadcast with down Granny Gasson, that was enduring. That was enduring like hell. And I sit back for a while, and I said, boy, how long is she going to do? Can she endure this? And she did. And she stayed the dang course, man. Asspot, I'm the only one get to call Asspot. I've been out here. Nobody else call that. I'm the only one get to call Asspot. And that's in a good way. Asspot, love you dearly. Believe me, you always in my heart. You know Pastor love you. You always going to be my daughter. Always going to be. That's probably done that three warriors now. Now we got to harness their damn power, but them boys growing up fast. Deacon Bell, Bell's sons. Bell. Ring my bell. Bing, bing, bing. You're going to ring them all over the place now, can't you? But, man, for her to have that broadcast and endure that with damn Granny Gas and still to stay the course, y'all doing that. You and Mother Jennifer, y'all doing a damn good job. Damn good. I just wish people paid more attention to y'all.
Oh, yes.
And then implemented their lives after y'all.
Hear the word.
And mind y'all, I'm under no illusion whatsoever at all. There's always room for perfection with all of us. Is that right, Teach?
Oh, yes. Always.
Anyway, we got Lion's Den. I know Lion's Den coming up, right? Lion's Den? Let me tell y'all something. The one thing I wanted to answer tonight, before I go to Lion's Den, I had this email sent to me twice. Or I'm saying email, but communique, right? And the communique is, listen to this. This is actually a sister asking for the men. What does a man look for in a woman? I'm going to answer it. If you want me to answer it, type in the number 2. If you want me to answer it. You know, I'll just 2 make it easy. Some people probably don't even know how to spell an answer. You know what I mean? If you want me to answer, number 2. All right, right, here it goes. We got a lot of y'all. What a man looks for in a woman is quite a few things. But what he's concerned with more than anything, are y'all hear me? Is this. A man, M-A-N. And I want y'all to get past this stuff in this generation. Listen to me. I'm going to let y'all in on something. Whenever y'all see somebody like in my generation, because we're in the middle now, you know, because there used to be an older generation, middle, and then the younger. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle now. Whenever you see somebody in my generation, you say something, you do something, we just sit and look at you, or we go, or something like that. Basically, in a nutshell, we're trying to tell you something. And usually if we do that, it ain't good. Older people, they don't give a shit. I'm going to tell you about your ass and help you and everything else. That's all they got. The idea is to help y'all to be a benefit for the generations coming after you. But a man is looking for this in a woman, number one. And I got quite a few things, just not one thing. A man is not looking for no damn competition in a woman. I probably just bang on the first one right there.
Come on.
I probably just damn knocked. I drove the damn nail through the 2x8.
Yeah, bring her.
I just damn drove it. He's not looking for no damn competition.
Definitely.
Number two, it's getting ready to be another hit. A man really just want peace. Peace in the home. See, I done cracked the damn 2x8 in half now.
Come on, another ringer.
I cracked it in half. I know I have. All this damn drama.
Yeah.
All this damn bullshit and all this.
Yeah.
Especially men who've done, you know, been there, done it, done established themselves and stuff. They don't need, listen. Now, y'all may not think this is important, but it's very important. A man does not want a woman that weighs more than he does.
Ooh, yeah.
And most people think, well, Pastor, you just talk about that because you exercise that. No, bullshit. I'm telling you straight up. You know why I know that? Do you know how I know that? Because a woman don't want a man. If she's a fat-ass woman, she don't want a man way more than her. No, she don't, you hypocrite. Don't play them games with me.
Come on.
I'm an OG. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't try that shit with me.
Come on. Make it real.
I'm on point. Spot on. There's enough to go around with both sides. Both sides got responsibility to make sure they're doing their shit right. I don't give a damn what none of you say on this bullshit. I'm the only pastor that would talk about gluttony and fat-ass people in the damn ministry, and I've been that way for 30 years.
Yeah.
Have I not?
Oh, I mean.
Don't give me that shit like I just started this yesterday.
No, never deferred. No, never.
You ain't gonna never hear T.D. Jakes talking about gluttony.
No.
Promise you that. Or your damn fat-ass mother in the church. We doing good so far, right?
Yeah.
And then a man, I'm only talking about a responsible man that would take care of his responsibility. We already talking about peace. Well, I know we're talking about that. If a man of stature and character chooses to entertain you, I'm going to use that word, and wants you to join to his family.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to be a benefit,
yeah,
and not a liability.
Very good point. Yeah.
Because he has plenty to offer. When you get my age, you understand your ass ain't gonna be here too much longer. And the reason why you understand that, because you comprehend, it was damn a week ago I was 25 years old. Hot damn, now 55 years old, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Please.
Am I lying? Please. I'm sitting up there. So what the shit happened?
Come on, so careful.
And he wants to be able to leave a responsible legacy behind. I'm going to tell y'all something. I want y'all to listen to me and do it without offense. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever, ever, and Pastor, I've been living for a while. I've been living so long to see my relatives who used to be in the cotton field, who were slaves. I was a young boy then, 12, 13 years old, 14 years old. Matter of fact, all the way up to 19 years old. Was the last time I remember someone who served on a plantation. After that, they were all gone. I have never, ever, ever seen a big-ass, overweight person make it over 70. I said, I have never seen it. I've never seen it. Now, watch this. Let me add an addendum. I did see my grandmother make it over 70. Hold on. Well, Pastor Al, you said, let me finish. I said addendum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her make it over 70. One day I went and visited her, her foot was amputated. Next day I went and visited her, her leg was amputated up to her knee. And then I went to visit her again. Her foot was amputated on the other leg. And then I seen her knee amputated up to on the other leg. And then I saw both of my grandmother's legs amputated at the hip. Go ahead.
And me too.
Oh, you saw her.
I saw one of them, yeah.
You saw one of them. Teacher Shane was there. That's how long Teacher Shane been with me. He's been there with me so long, he has seen that.
Yes.
So, you know I ain't lying. I'm not flat out lying.
No.
So, whatever I say to each and every last one of you, I say, hey, listen to this. If y'all will remind me, I will let y'all in on some of my private supplementations on a patron video at the $20 level second day. If you will remind me, I will let you some of the private supplementations what I do. And I will bring my size in on this and let y'all know what I do and what I take and what I do on a daily basis at patron, $20 level. But if you don't, make no big deal to me. We'll keep on trucking. Live day, man, I'm so up. It's not it. I'm sorry. Live day coming up, all right? So anyway, see y'all tomorrow morning. Bless y'all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming king. Y'all show I'm a shit. I want to let y'all know we love the Lions Den. Daniel, keep doing what you're doing. Dean,
yes.
Samuel, Rob.
Yes.
Rob, please send a text message to me. Let me know how close my sister is before delivery. Got a few messages I need to send to you, and some of them give to you, all right? Looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. I love you. I promise you, I love you all in the pureness of Yahshua. Mm-hmm. Teacher Saint does too.
Oh, yes.
All right. Hope to see y'all tomorrow. Be the Father's will. Lay us down by grace. Wake us up by grace. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua, I'm a sick. Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King,
right.
Just come.